Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Now, the new deposit return scheme for plastic drink bottles and cans has been operating for just over a month now, 40-something days. Pardon me, my water went down the wrong way. And we've been getting extra charges on all our bottles of 15 and 25 cents each time we buy them. The scheme has not been working as well as they hoped, with millions of euro not being claimed by customers. Since it began on February the 1st, 1.2 million has been claimed. But this is only a fraction of what is actually owed back to customers. The scheme was introduced to try to reduce waste and promote recycling. And any plastic bottle, 150 millilitres to 3 litres, will have a return label on it, which you return to the shop, you stick it in the machine, and you get your money back, your 15 or 25 cent. But this only works if customers actually bring their plastic bottles back and the cans back. And so far, that doesn't seem to be happening. So does the scheme actually work? Will it be a success in the long run? Or is it a scam, as some people are calling it, and a complete and utter waste of time and just a rip-off to charge people more money and the government to make more money on tax? And I said this from the start. There are so many people who are left out of this. People who don't have a car. What are they going to do? Throw a bag over their back with all the bottles in it? Older people who don't go to the shop too often. Other people go to the shop for them, for example, and have bottles and cans now lying around their bloody house. They're putting them back in the recycle bin. We already paid to recycle plastic bottles. We have a bin that we pay for, a recycling bin. And we put our plastic bottles. We're good boys and girls. In Europe, actually, we're way ahead of most people for putting our stuff into recycling bins. This was a cheap way of the government separating those bottles and getting us to pay for that. And then what about the mess in town? You're going, what mess are you talking about now? There are organised groups going around town emptying bins all over the street to find plastic bottles and cans so they can make money. Now, don't get me wrong. It's a bigger scale than I used to do when I was a kid. When I was a kid, we'd go looking for plastic bottles, or not plastic bottles, it would have been glass bottles, to bring back to the shop so we could make twopence on them, because there were 2 pence for a glass bottle, a lemonade bottle, a CRC or a TK bottle. You would get 2 cent back in the shop for a bottle. So we'd go knocking on people's doors to see if there'd any bottles to give us, and we'd bring them back and get the money. But in those days, you weren't charged extra. It was different. People say, oh, it's a similar scheme, isn't it? You did it then. No, you weren't charged extra. And here's the difference. We did actually really recycle them. Those bottles and the milk bottles that we use, we had the best recycling system ever. They were sent off to a factory. They were washed, cleaned, relabeled and filled up again and sold. So they were used again. Whereas now, we're recycling these bottles. I'm assuming they all end up on a ship to China. You know, and if you're really into your carbon stuff and all that kind of carry-on, you know, it's kind of neutralized itself because the ship has to go a slow boat to China, as they call it. And yeah, a lot of them would be recycled to make them into, I don't know, plastics and manufacturing goods. But some of them were just burned for concrete factories. So it doesn't make a huge amount of sense to me. But maybe to you it does. Maybe you think it's a wonderful idea. And, you know, you're very virtuous and you think this is a wonderful idea and you don't mind paying the 15 to 25 cent extra, even if you don't bring back the bottle, because it seems most of you are not bringing back the bottles. So does it work? Is it a waste of time? The number is 0871880008. That's 0871880008. The other big problem as well is the labels don't work on the bottles and the machines don't work. And you see machines with pools of bottles all over the floor beside them. Let me go to Breeda. Breeda, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
I'm good, Breeda. Are you using these machines?
Absolutely not. Complete and utter waste of time and money. It costs 22,000 for one of those machines to be put in to set up this recycling. Like, your man is living in cuckoo land. He's causing people money left, right and centre, and it's all in inverted brackets to save the universe or to save the earth.
Save the planet. Ultra, ultra. Yeah. No, but hang on. I want to just jump in there a little bit. Now, you know me, I'm not virtuous, right? But I do agree with, you know, not flinging bottles all over the road, and we should be able to hopefully recycle. Recycling is a good thing, by the way, that we can reuse materials. You know, all that's good. Yeah.
I've always recycled. I mean, my recycling bin, there's more goes into that than there does into my normal bin. I recycle everything that can possibly be recycled.
Yeah, my normal bin hardly has anything in it anymore.
Mine only goes out once every three lifts, because there's only two of us in the house, and there wouldn't be that much stuff goes in. I recycle everything. including plastic bottles. And if he's that keen on separating the plastics from whatever else is in the recycle bin, then send out a divider to put into the bin that the lads can put a lid on top of the non-plastic side, empty the plastics into one section and the rest into another section. There you go, done and dusted, no problem. Not costing anyone $22,000 that people are forcing bottles and cans into and then breaking the machine. Then they have to pay somebody to come out. Bottles are being left to gather up at the side of the thing because people don't want to bring them back home or whatever else. Absolutely, the most. It's one of the most ridiculous things he's come up with, in my opinion.
There's millions of euro floating around out there in bins because nobody is bringing back these bottles. Nobody's bothering to bring them back, and there's a problem too. Some people don't have a car, for example, to chuck them all into a bag and bring them back. Some people don't have the time; they're in work or whatever. It's just not practical for people sometimes to bring them back.
Where do you store all your bottles until you have enough of them to make it worth your while to go back with them? Now you have to find somewhere to keep all these stupid plastic bottles.
And cans.
And canned and dried and in proper order. And like, if he was that intent on getting this set up, why didn't he wait till all the bottles that didn't have the return barcode on them, till they'd all been sold and used, and then just set it all up when everybody had brought in the new system? I mean, he's putting this encumbrance on people in businesses to have to get these machines to put them in to be able to sell. Like 20, 30 euros put onto a litre bottle of Coke or something.
And 25 cents, yeah.
Well, 25 cents. You
know, yeah, and by the way, that's on top of the sugar tax that already went on last year, which was a complete waste of time, right? And there's already a green tax on it, as well as VAT. So you're paying, most of the money that you're paying is in taxes.
Look, we're the most taxed country that I know of. I mean, how we're not up in arms like the French, I just don't know, Niall. I really don't. At this stage now, I just can't for the life of me. I think we're being so screwed over with everything. And we're just all like little lambs to the slaughter. We all go in and we just carry on and we let them tax us this and tax us. Now, petrol's going up next week, isn't it? 1st of April?
Yeah, by the way, I saw Sinn Féin as well giving out about that today, that they're going to fight. They'd fight against that. Of course, they'll do anything now to get re-elected. But in saying
let's be clear about it.
All the political parties that are promoting, you know, green policies, they're the ones responsible for the cost of fuel, because the more you promote green policies and the reduction of fossil fuels, the higher the cost of energy is going to be and the cost of fuel is going to be, because there's less refineries in the world being invested in. So it's their own fault. So they're the ones driving the price up, the governments.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And then you're paying your VRT on a car. I mean, you can buy a car in Europe for half the price of what we buy the same car for here.
Oh, yeah, we're being fleeced. I mean, we're being fleeced. There's no doubt.
Oh, fleeced. But I mean, this to me, everybody I know is very good at recycling. I don't know anyone that doesn't recycle their plastics, their tins, you know, whatever. I think it was a nonsensical thing to put in and force people to have to, as I said, purchase this machine that probably takes them 10 years to get their money back on.
Yeah, what's the story with the machine? If there's any shop owners, listen, do the government not subsidise that machine for them? Do they not pay for some of it? No?
I don't think so. Not that I was aware.
They must be getting a kickback. So they must be getting a couple of cents off every bottle that goes into it. They're not doing it for the good of their health.
But that's what I'm saying. But your man, like, this wasn't a choice, I think, that you had to put.
No. With the Green Party, it's never a choice. Mm. Yeah. Hang on, because Alan thinks this is a marvellous idea. Alan, hi, how are you?
I'd say that was a marvellous idea. Are you on drugs tonight, Stephen?
It says on my screen, Alan Carlo, good idea.
The way we've gone about it, we've met a balls of it again, right? And that's what we've done. So we've brought in something, and all the barcodes, you think about where all the water comes from, all the coal comes, everything comes from, right? The vast majority is having to be brought into the country. So all the companies here are having to get everything rebranded, a new logo put on just for bottles in the Irish market. That's taken them ages to get the stock into the market, right? They need retailers acting to make and throwing the new DRS tax on top of bottles that don't have the DRS label on them.
Yeah.
Right? So they're getting away with that. There's no pullback on that, right? The machines don't work. They're not reading all the barcodes. If any water or anything in the bottle, it won't work. Some retailers have actually plugged out the machines and stuck an out-of-service notice on it because they don't want to deal with the hassle. until June, until everything is fully cleaned through.
But by the way, I was reading this, I was reading the other day that everything will never be fully used. Like, there are companies in cans that we import, food that we import and drinks that we import. Yep. They will never have those things on them, yet you will be charged for them.
Yeah. And the other thing now is, I don't know if you've noticed on the new water bottles or drink bottles, the new little, the label doesn't fall, the lid doesn't fall off.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I've noticed that, yeah.
That's the new thing now, and that's part of the DRS thing where the lids can't be thrown in the ground, so it's all one unit. But that's now causing companies issues to get that little bit correct on the bottle as well.
Yeah.
So that's now costing them more money to go into research and development to get that right as well. So,
it's like I've got
M-rinds and drugs.
he's not okay. Can't be saying this, lad. You might like him. So go ahead, Breeda.
He's the biggest gobshite that ever walked in 2 feet. And I hope people don't vote for him in this next election, because he actually brings me out in a rash with all the shit he comes out with on every freaking day of the week. You know?
Yeah, like, sometimes as a politician, now don't get me wrong, I don't have much time for Eamon Ryan either, but sometimes as a politician, you do have to make unpopular decisions.
There's making unpopular decisions and making unpopular decisions. All this fucker is doing is causing us more money every week.
I've never heard Breeda use bad language before.
Fair play to you, Breeda. Fair play to you.
He infuriates me that much, Niall. I mean, I just, there's nothing he says that makes sense. There's nothing logical about what he does. I'm all for trying to incorporate things that reduce waste and everything else. I hate waste. I hate throwing out food. You know, if it doesn't have hair and there's no smell on it.
I'm never going to breed us to eat anything, to be honest with you.
I'll get you fresh, don't worry. You'll be all right.
You're now seeing a fall off straight away because people are fed up with machines not working. And people who never recycle or never going to recycle, like all the garages are exempt from all this because they've got passing trade. So those guys who bought those bottles in garages are never going to recycle them anyway because they never would have done that anyway in the first place.
I know people that have put these machines in and they've been broken more than they've worked because people are trying to force in bottles that are not the proper ones. And they have to get an engineer to come out every time. And it's like, it's more crap that people don't need on top of their bodies.
In fairness, all I say that one, Breeda, is in fairness, like, you put the bottle in assways first and it reads the label, right? That's not hard for people to do. The people who force things in are just tick.
Yeah, but somebody was telling me there recently that people are putting the bottles in and sometimes the lid is half on it or whatever, or off it or whatever, and then the juice or the Coke that's in the bottle of it is leaking into the machines, and the whole thing is a disaster.
But it's the stupidest thing ever to come up with in the first. Like, who does it benefit at the end of the day? Like, seriously, who is this benefiting?
You know, I mean, what they could have done was got people to voluntarily bring back bottles and cans and give them money for the weight, you know, at certain centres or something like that.
Yeah,
that would have been an advantageous thing to do. Well, yes, at least there was a bit of a reward. There's no reward in this. There's just punishment, Alan.
The punishment is on your outlay trail because you're having to pay more than you would normally pay. And then if you don't bring the stuff back, that's where you're getting punished because you may.
Yeah, but what happens, you know, with little old Mary who lives on her own and only gets to the shop every now and again, and she's not going to carry a bag of bottles on her back.
But in fairness, they didn't care with those people when it came to increasing fuel prices and the like, so they're not going to give a crap about them over some water bottles, to be honest with you.
And the other thing I seen a video of during the week, groups, organised people, very clever, I suppose, going around town at night, emptying the bins, looking for bottles.
Yeah.
There you go.
And they're leaving rubbish all over the ground.
Yeah.
But you see, the problem with the bottles in the bins, if I was putting a bottle in the bin, I crush it before I put it in to make it smaller. So it's no good to them anyway.
Did you know? You just blow it.
Your bottles or can have to be immaculate before they go back into the system. That's the whole, and that's what people don't realise. So people are still crushing things.
Well, I've never used one of the machines. So the bottle. Well, okay, I've never used one of these machines. So
no, I know you can't use it in the machine. But what I'm saying, if I was having a drink of Coke Zero in town and I finished it and I'm going to put it into one of the bins on the street, I'll crush the bottle flat before I put it in. So it's no good to them anyway.
Would you?
Yeah.
Most people would. Yeah, but you're not going to crush a can. Would you crush a can? Look at you, you hero. Would you crush a can?
I would. Yeah, I'm very strong. now. Don't be careful.
Yeah.
She takes out her anger now, can she?
Yeah, well, I suppose I have a bit of a habit of crushing me Red Bull cans. There you go.
Oh, well, now, they're bad for you.
I drink three of them a day.
Oh, my God. Are you for real? Are you trying to give yourself a heart attack?
I've been doing it for 20 years.
Well, you need to. Yeah,
and I went for a checkup recently and I said to him, right, look, let's do a blood test here. I know I probably have diabetes. Because I said, I'm drinking three or four cans of Red Bull a day. And he said, yeah, that'll do it. All right. And off he sent the blood test back and he goes, I can't believe your blood test. He said, well, he says, they're perfect. He said, you're fine.
Sure was yours to come back.
Yeah, so I'm burning the sugar. I must be burning it off again or something. I don't know.
It's all that rant in the evening.
it's all that getting up and all, down off the chair constantly all the time. Okay, let me go to Andrew. Andrew, hi, how are you?
All good, Niall.
Jeez, what sort of phone is that? Are you down the bottom of a well or something?
Right, hold on, we're better now. I had you on the LG.
It sounded like you had a bunch of turkeys in the background.
Yeah, it did sound like you had a bunch of turkeys in the background. So, Andrew, have you put bottles in these machines?
I was on the Jeep. I was on the Defender.
Oh, right.
Okay. The whole bottle situation. I couldn't say I agree with it now. Definitely not.
Right. Have you tried it?
No, I haven't even tried it. I just don't have the effort to go back to, like a deposit scheme for a plastic bottle. If I was on a lower wage, maybe, and, I couldn't afford to be throwing plastic bottles away to save the deposit, maybe then I think about it. But no, my current situation, definitely not.
You wouldn't be bothered?
No, I wouldn't be bothered. Definitely not.
No.
The other thing, Niall, is that today there was a thing put out. They're going to give a warning to like 20-something counties in Ireland not to be drinking the tap water anymore because there's so much TMC or something going into it that it's not safe to drink.
Right. I would never drink. I don't know. Who drinks tap water? I don't drink tap water.
Well,
it's disgusting.
I've always drank tap. I didn't really care. But my mother and all, they all swear by it. Don't be drinking it. We've seen what comes outside that water.
There's a taste of chlorine off it. It's disgusting.
That's tap water and a bit of black orange into it. Boom. See you later. It's all right. I'll kill you.
But there you go now. So now they're all going to have to buy bottled water, which they're now going to be charged an extra 25 cents for
or
every 50, bottle.
Yeah, 15 for the small bottles and 25 for the large ones. Yeah.
Where does it end?
It's quite substantial. If you're, say, you give your kid a small bottle of water going to school every day, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And you buy the multi-pack of 26 bottles. That's 50. Yeah. I'm assuming that's 15 cent on every bottle in the multi-pack.
Yeah, every bottle.
That's 4 euro. You know, on a bottle, pack.
The packs are not that expensive. They haven't had 4 euro.
It's per bottle.
It's per bottle, Breda.
It's per bottle, it's per bottle.
Well, no, I buy the multi-packs of the little bottles of drinking water because I like one up beside the bed. And I definitely haven't seen an increase of 4 euros on them. Definitely not.
Right. I don't know now.
That may not be the new ones yet, though, because every other one that has switched over.
Really?
So I was looking at a six-pack of water the other day. It's normal price is $4.50, and with DRS on top, it's $9-something.
Wow.
So it is per bottle.
Yeah, Andrew, do you buy many bottles and cans?
I don't. My cousin lives in me, and I let her do all the shopping. So, I wouldn't really be paying attention to it, to be honest. I just kind of hand over the money, say, get that, whatever. But, I'd be out every day.
Your cousin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your cousin does your shopping for you?
Well, they live in the house, you know what I mean? So, she works in Aldi. So it's easier for her to do it.
Oh, right, okay. I was going to say, I don't know where we're going there with this conversation.
Yeah.
Cousin is a grey area, isn't it?
No, that Red Bull's gone to your head, you're 50.
So, yeah. Andrew, Andrew, is there any incentive at all? Do you like the Green Party? I might just throw this out there. Do you like the Green Party, Andrew?
No, I hate the Green Party.
Do you not care about the planet?
About the planet, but they're different ball games. Them lads are rockers. What was the speech? What speech you get before some? Why don't we go out and we'll keep the hardware stores open and paint the back wall?
That was during COVID.
What I mean? You're on another level.
They are.
The best one of all was when the electricity went up sky high there, even though the hall should be reduced. He told, light a candle and sit around and put your hands around it.
That's yeah, play. Open it, play a game or something, you know what I mean?
He's a complete and utter muppet. Right.
That's enough of that for the moment. But Andrew, I'm assuming you do agree with environmental issues. You do agree with, obviously, recycling and all that kind of stuff, yeah? Well, you clearly don't if you don't bring back your bottles.
Well, my diesel 3-litre Defender doesn't agree with it. No,
I wouldn't say it does, yeah. But that's guzzling the diesel, yeah. Yeah,
well, on company card, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice car.
I love it. But anyway, yeah, no, I see where it comes from, and a change has to be made, of course. I'm a big lover of the sea. You know, I spend a lot of time in the water, and, you know, with plastic and stuff being dumped there and stuff, like, I'm all for, you know, like, saving the turtles and all this stuff. I'm all for that. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it's a bit crazy. Like, 20.
So what do you do with your plastic bottles? You just throw them in your blue bin. What do you do with your plastic bottles? Fling them in the blue bin? Yeah.
Yeah, just throw them in the bin, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, in the recycle bin.
As I've done for years, but I'm not going to deposit in 20. Listen, does that 20 cents, if I don't bring it back, what does that 20 cents do? Does that go towards, you know, like, where does that go to?
Retailer. Retailer keeps it.
No.
It goes to the retailer.
No, it doesn't. No. So the retailer charges you a deposit of 15 or 25, depending on the size of the bottle. You bring it back and you get your money back. Now, if you don't bring it back, that means the money has been paid to the retailer already. They then charge that. I'm assuming then they pass that on to the government.
Yeah,
that's what happens. So the government are making a fortune out of it. Because people are not bringing back the bottles. What? Sorry?
Niall, if you incentivize people to go to a waste place, you know, people might be happy enough to fill up a black bag, bring it over, and whatever. Like, I'd be happy to even contribute and let it go to charity or something.
I don't mind giving the 20 cents. Yeah, like, here, I don't mind sacrificing that. If that 20 cents is always going to helping the environment, then I don't care. Just let it go. You know what I mean?
Look at Andrew, Billy Big Balls with loads of money, huh? He doesn't care.
I'd rather give the balls.
You're a nice guy to know, Andrew, aren't you? Should you just give us an extra 25 cents for your bottle there? No problem.
Niall, you know well who I am. Stop the messing.
I think I do know who you are now. He doesn't care, Alan. He doesn't care about the money.
He's entitled to defend.
I think I do know who he is now, actually. Yeah, I do. He's mad.
It's going into their government's coffers. It's not going in to help the environment. It's going into their coffers.
Yeah.
It's just another excuse to tax us and get more money into the coffers. That's all it is. There's nothing else about it. And it's just to pacify that gobshite to keep him quiet.
Andrew, who are you going to vote for in the next election?
Oh, geez, I tell you what, it's such a confusion. I just don't want the Muppets out here now. Anyone but them. But like, then again, you're like saying, who do you vote for? Do you vote for Sinn Féin? Do you vote for these parties? It's like, I don't even know. They're all the same bleeding Muppets.
I think let's give them all the kick up the ass and vote for independence. I think that's the
world. Independent I've been looking at a lot. Like, they've been taking a lot of my attention. You know what I mean? But
anyone in particular? Anyone in particular that takes your fancy? I don't mean obviously physically, but anyone, anyone in particular?
I've just been looking at stuff in the Independent Party on the Instagram and stuff. I've been, you know, names now I would be good with, but you know, I've been copying their stuff and I have followed them back. And,
this is Independent Ireland, is it?
Yeah, the Independent Party. I've been having a look at their stuff. Like, they've been taking my attention. Like Sinn Féin, about, you know, been trying to take the working class people and get all their votes for years and stuff. But, like, you know, they talk so much and then, you know, there's two sides to every story with them.
Yeah. I know a boss of mine used to say, if somebody talked enough and that, all squawk and full of shit.
That's it. I said the people...
By the way, Andrew, are you going to help the environment and buy an EV soon?
I don't.
I am in my bollocks.
I
would never. An electric vehicle is the last thing I would ever buy. Now, don't get me wrong. I think they're fun to drive. They are fun to drive.
They're not fun to drive.
I had a loan of three of them. I had a Tesla for a week. I had an iX for a week. I had an i5, a BMW for a week, brand new, all brand new. And I have to say, I really enjoyed driving them. I didn't enjoy queuing up to get the things charged.
I've had my diesel taken off me.
Connemara.
I'd have to stop at least once, if not twice, to get there.
I know, yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, I know. Okay, no, EV's not the future. Sorry, Alan, what were you going to say? Alan?
I've had my diesel taken off me, and I've been given an ID4, and I swear to Christ.
Yeah, he's
a shitty car.
They're the shittiest car you've ever come across. Electric is just for dunces.
Yeah, sorry, Andrew, go ahead.
But like, my old car was a Golf 4, which is like 300 brake horsepower Volkswagen Golf. But no joke, right? I do a lot of mileage. I drive a lot. But I was spending €350 every single week on petrol. €50 a day. No ifs or buts. Like, I'm not messing. This car burned through petrol. So I got rid of that now. And the diesel. Now, thank God I have a company car. They don't pay for diesel. Mm. But, yeah, no. I wouldn't mind buying a hybrid or something for the mileage. I was driving a Porsche all of December, a Panamera, and that was hybrid. And, like, even though it was a 3-litre V6, the mileage was insane with it just because I had the half hybrid. I don't mind a hybrid, but going full electric.
Yeah, no, I don't mind the hybrids, but not...
Yeah, I've been talking to a lot of car dealers recently, and I only spoke to, what's her name, Nadia. I had her on the podcast.
I know Nadia.
Yeah, we had her on the podcast there during the week. And she's quite vocal at the moment, saying that she won't take electric cars as trade-ins.
Yeah.
And I understand completely why. It's a big risk for them to take them in as a trade-in because they're losing their value so quickly. And it's very hard to get any kind of money back on them. And then if it's out of warranty and something goes wrong with it, they cost a lot of money to get fixed, particularly on the rare occasion the battery might go. So they are, you know, they're not, they don't seem to be good value. When you look at the research that was done on them last week in the UK, where a normal car, I don't quote me on this, I think it was 3 years loses 30%, electric cars losing 50%. So they're losing their value very quickly. And they're not the future. They're a kind of stop off. They're kind of like what Laserdiscs were to movies. Do you remember Laserdiscs come out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and we all knew that wasn't the answer, these big sheets of plastic that we shoved into large machines to watch a video. We knew that wasn't the future. Electric cars is not the future. Imagine, and I'm really interested now in looking at these Toyota's new Hydro engines, which are combustion engines just like diesel and petrol, but they use obviously water and hydrogen.
That's the longer term view to that. But I said, someone who's now driving a full electric, they're just not.
And the great thing about the hydro cars is you literally pull into a forecourt just like petrol and diesel, you plug in the gadget into it, and 30 seconds later it's full. So, you know, that's the future. The future is not standing in a garage for 45 minutes eating a burger waiting for your car to charge.
That makes far more sense.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'd happily buy one of them,
Back to the plastic bottles. Complete waste of time. Anyway, Andrew won't be bringing them back, even if he can fit them in the back of his Land Rover or whatever it is that he has there. And Alan thinks it's, he thinks the principle, Alan would have been right thinking the principle is good, it's just a daft idea.
The principle is good. Yeah. But the problem is, the principle is good, but when you Irishize it, you fuck it up. Make a balls of it.
We just can't do anything right in this country. We just can't. All right, listen, I've got to take a quick break. The number is 085-122-55. We're talking about the plastic bottle scheme. The government have already recovered, or since it began, 1.2 million has been claimed back. That is nothing to the amount of bottles that's actually been sold and have the return labels on them. There is millions out there in bottles that people haven't brought back for a multitude of reasons. A, like, you know, Andrew, they couldn't bother their arse bringing them back. B, they could be elderly and have no way of getting back to the shop with them. C, they've forgotten where they bloody bought them. Well, that doesn't matter. You can bring them back to any centre that has one of those machines. The other thing is some people just don't have transport, so you're not going to throw them all in a black sack and throw them over your back and walk back to the shop with them. So it's just not feasible for a lot of people to do this. And for a lot of people, they're saying it's a complete and utter rip-off. Because you are being charged, of course, a deposit on those bottles. On average, 5 million beverage bottles and cans are sold in Ireland daily. The vast majority by retailers' outlets now obliged to charge a deposit of 15 to 25 cents per bottle or can, depending on the container size. The minister in charge, Osin Smith, said that would result in 1 million a day in deposits being collected. If even half the drinks sold in the first 40 days triggered that charge, that left almost 20 million in deposits waiting to be reclaimed. So we've already just got 1.2 million was claimed, but there is probably at least 20 million out there in deposits that hasn't been claimed. So that just goes to show you, the vast majority of people are not bringing them back. That's a ridiculous, look at the percentages. There's 20 million has been sold, but only 1.2 million has been claimed back in deposits. People are just not bothering. Okay, let me go to, is that, What an unusual name. Toon.
Toon, yes. Hello.
Hello, Toon. That's an unusual name, Toon.
It's Dutch.
Oh, Dutch. Okay, I've never heard of Toon. Is that T-O-O-N?
Yeah, but you pronounce it T-O-N-E.
Oh, Toon.
Tone, yeah, like the wolf tones.
Oh, like the wolf tones. So, Toon, do you think this is a good idea?
Well, I think it's a good idea, but they should have prepared it a bit better and a bit more and a bit longer, because it's working like as a treat in the Netherlands, where I'm from, since the 80s. And even the bars and the pubs are doing it, all the glass bottles, the small bottles, the big bottles, the plastic, the cans. Everything is you know, returned, recycled, and everything. It's even, you know, put up in the accounting systems and in the taxing systems. Mm. And everything's like running very, very well for the last.
Yeah, that's because you guys know how to do things. We don't.
No, I know. But see, like just this evening, me and the wife went to Lidl's and to return some bottles and. Yeah, half the bottles are spit out again, and the bottles go through well. They wrecked the machine, and there was no one else in the shop, so it was very quiet. So the manager has to go out and has to fix the machine again because it's not working. And then, of course, you forget, or people forget to bring in the small receipt. I think they should, you know, find a way to do it all the
way. So how do you do it in the Netherlands? How do you get the bottles back in the Netherlands?
Yeah, this is a similar kind of machine in the supermarkets, and you get a receipt out of it, and then you just return.
And does the machine break down?
Hardly ever.
Yeah, why are these machines breaking down so much?
Because they're put together way too fast, way too quick, and they're made to do much more things than they should do. I mean, these machines are designed to crush the bottles up and everything.
Yeah.
They should do that and maybe make another machine to do that. So the machine does only take in the bottles and give you the money back.
Yeah, okay. So your bottle should really go into that machine and be spit into another machine where it gets crushed. Yeah. By the way, in Netherlands, do you get charged when you're buying the bottle? So do you get charged the 15 cents, or is it just... you get a reward for bringing back a bottle.
No, you get charged for the bottle when you buy the bottle, and you get the money back when you return the bottle.
Okay, because you know we did do a system here many, many years ago. You know, we were way ahead of our time. When I was a kid, you know, we had the glass bottles. Obviously, in those days, there was no plastic bottles, and when you brought the bottle back to the shop, you got like three cent or the equivalent of 3 cent back for the bottle. And that was quite common. People used to bring their bottles back all the time. But here's the thing. We didn't get charged for it in the first place. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it didn't matter whether you brought it back or not. It was a kind of voluntary system. Whereas this is not voluntary. They're forcing people to do this by charging them more money, which is a bit unfair. Say, it's all well and good for, you know, me or you. We're kind of active people. But for elderly people who are in their homes and don't have, say, a car, you know, or don't have the facility to bring a big bag of bottles back. It's a bit unfair.
No, but they have the ability to bring the full bottle home. That's much heavier than an empty bottle.
But they have to go. Well, they might get their shopping delivered. I don't know. Maybe they get their shopping delivered or something.
Yeah. So won't, for instance, one of the biggest delivery shoppers take the bottles back then?
Okay, so do they? Like, if you're getting delivered from
Tesco... That's my question.
Yeah, I don't think so. If you're getting shopping from Tesco's or Dunn's and you're getting it delivered, as elderly people tend to, I'm wondering, do they take the empties back and give you the money back? I doubt they do.
Well, they should. That's what they should do anyway.
Yeah.
That would be a start.
Yeah, and then the other problem we have is, and I've seen loads of videos of this now, people walking around the city, rooting through the bins, looking for plastic bottles, so they can make money out of it, and emptying rubbish all over the streets.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
No. Entrepreneurial, I give you that.
But that's the height of laziness of a lot of other people who would buy the balls and just, you know, don't give a shit to not bring the fucking bottles back.
Mm. But here's the thing, Toon. We were already paying for this. I mean, we pay for our recycle bin anyway. We were putting those bottles into a green recycle bin, or blue in some cases, depending on where you live. we were putting those bottles into those bins, you know, with our plastics and our papers and all our recyclables. You know, the only difference now is the government want to charge you for separating it, which was a job they had to do beforehand. You know what I mean? It's kind of like we're relieving them of some sort of a job here, and we're paying for the privilege.
I don't have the answer to that, and I'm not really into politics. But you see, the way it's done in the Netherlands, that works really, really well. And even, you know, the pubs. I had a restaurant in the Netherlands. Even as a restaurant or as a pub in the Netherlands, you just paid the extra 10 or 15 or 20 cents per bottle, and they come in special crates with 24 bottles in the crates, so it all fits, it stacks,
mm-hmm.
and there's deposit money on the crates and all as well, and only you can only return the full crates, but that's like really, really well organized.
Well, hold on just for a second. I want to go to Kathleen. Kathleen, hi. How are you?
Yeah, hello now.
How are you doing, Kathleen?
Is it a good idea?
It's a racket.
Of course it is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my take on it. Now, there's a recycling plant up in Grange Gorham where the new DIT is now.
Yeah.
And it's run by the council, but they separate it up there.
Yeah.
And there's also used to be green bins that you could put your stuff in.
Yeah.
You could separate your stuff and put it in the green bin.
Yeah.
All different types, glass, plastic, clothes. I mean, I know up there they do charity. They do collect clothes for charity shops.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
It's not just a plastic. So it's very, very, I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah. And I know there's a couple of those plants around, by the way, those recycling centres around, which is a great idea. But in saying that, have you bothered to bring back your bottles to the shop?
No, because I reuse my bottles now.
Yeah, you reuse all your plastic ones.
Well, I only buy. You see, I buy a big bottle of cherries and berries, and it's very strong. So I put it. I reuse the plastic bottles to fill up the bottles, so I can or in a small bottle if I'm going somewhere. I use the little small bottles and I bring them off with me, and then I don't have to buy one in the shop.
Okay, so you just buy the dilute stuff. Yeah, yeah, the dilute stuff.
Yeah,
I buy my Wadi. Yeah, I use the my Wadi. Yeah, as well. That's good.
And that's nice, and it's whatever you like. And if it's not too sweet, if you water it down, you know that way now.
Yeah, so you just keep reusing your bottles over and over again. That's a good idea.
I think recycling's very good, but to me now, I think that there's too much plastic. You know,
You're right. I think we should go back to using glass bottles.
We would have had them when I was a kid in Blackpool.
Yeah, I mean I don't know, Tun. We started using plastic here in Ireland, we were using glass bottles up to probably the mid 1980s. And our milk was delivered to the door in glass bottles.
Yeah.
And then when you finished your bottle of milk, you left it back outside the door, and the milkman would take it away the next day and they'd wash them.
Note in the shop. Yeah.
And the same with the lemonade and the Coke and everything. You just brought the bottles back and you reused them.
Yeah.
And another thing too now that I remember, I don't know if they do it in Dublin, but there used to be... I was only talking to my friend about what do they call them? They have them in Grove Park. The takeaway, they have what are they called now?
Which?
Where they sell the food, they sell it on the side.
Oh,
in the, you know.
The machines.
If you go to like a fair or something and you can go in and buy, you can just go to the store and buy your food.
Yeah.
Ready made, can't think what they're called now.
I get what you're talking about. I can't remember. But
you got right.
I know what you're reaching for there. No, you are right. Tun, stay there for a second. Let me just get to Garrett as well before I go to the news. Garrett, hi.
Well, I'm coming now. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry now. I won't keep you too long. I used to know a girl, and her husband, right, they opened up a business,
and they used to go around to the houses and they used to sell the bottles of like dandelion and burdock, and then they used to collect the bottles.
Yeah.
And they used to get a refund then. So it was a kind of a small business now.
I know. A lot of people used to, well, they brought in health and safety and all kind of carried. There was people used to sell meat, fish, all sorts of things out of the back of trucks going around streets and selling bottles of stuff as well. That used to happen here too. But then they brought in loads of rules around health and safety and all that kind of stuff. That kind of put an end to all that. Garrett, hi. How are you?
Hi. Good yourselves tonight.
Good. It's good. We've been like international audience tonight. You know, tuna's from the Netherlands.
It is.
Yeah. Where are you from, Garrett?
Well, originally South Africa.
Okay, so Garrett, is this idea good, or is it a good idea? We've just made a mess of it.
Look, I will be dead honest. I will choose your second option there. It is a brilliant idea. It just hasn't been implemented properly.
Mm.
Now, in South Africa, in South Africa, we have a very similar scenario as what he did explain there from the Netherlands. Now, but with us, it was more in the sense of the shops themselves. So, like, some shops did it. You could return the bottles, but then it was exactly as he was talking there, it would be a crate of 24.
Yeah.
So you went to the shop, you gave a small deposit for the crate, you filled the crate, you brought the crate back, you get the deposit for the crate back as well, or you take another crate, obviously. So you only basically pay for, or put a deposit down for the first crate.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, and then so you take the crates of 24 back to them. They look at the bottles. So let's use a silly example. You drink
a lot of coke.
Yeah, only one deposit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but go on, Garrett. So they bring it back and they look at the bottles.
Example: you drink a lot of coke. You know, so you got a lot of 2 liter bottles of coke.
Yeah,
you'll take these back, and they'll say to you, "Okay, it's 10 cents per bottle, 2 liter bottle."
Yeah,
you know, you got 24, so it's 10 times 24, you get €2.44 your 24 bottles.
Yeah.
Now, it sounds like nothing, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's incentive to return, you know. And I mean, if you have the crate and you're stacking it in the crate, oh, the crate's full, let's take it back to the shop, get another crate, you bring it down. The kids get in the habit, they put it in the crate, all right? The crate goes back to the shop. It's done.
But that sounds voluntary to me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It is. It is a bit. I would agree that...
You're not actually being charged on the bottle. You're being charged for the deposit for the crate, and that's a good idea.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's a voluntary thing, so you're not being forced into it. Whereas in this particular way, we have no choice.
Yeah, but let's face it. You force people into something, what do they normally do?
I don't think they do it all the time.
Yeah, but you have a choice.
We'll not do it. I mean, the most successful thing we've ever done in this country, right? And we were the first in Europe to do it, was the plastic bag tax. And everybody gave out about it. But now, I have to be honest, when I look back at it now, it was actually a good idea. Because like the amount of plastic bags that were being wasted by people, but throwing them in bins, but you think twice about throwing it away now because you're paying 10 cents for it, right? Okay, so that was a good idea, and it worked, and compared to other countries, it certainly worked well here. It's the only example I have of things working properly in this country.
Yeah, no, yeah. But if you think about it, you're paying extra for the bottle.
All the other plastic packaging.
Yeah. Sorry, Toon, I'm losing your phone there.
You're paying extra for the bottles, yeah? It's not going to incentivize you. Because we already had the sugar tax loaded on, say, soft soda.
Yeah, that never worked.
And that.
Yeah.
All right. No, it was. Now they. This is just another way of them to make the cost of the sugar drinks and the drinks and that a bit more expensive.
But here's the thing. Even if this was ever going to work, it would have worked in the first 30 or 40 days. Because I'll tell you why. Because when there's a new thing happens, there's a novelty factor, right?
So definitely.
Yeah. So we have roughly 20 million in deposits, euro, floating around out there in the country at the moment, right? And only 1.2 million has been claimed back.
Yep.
So, you know, we have roughly 18.5 million or so sitting out there, either in bins, on the ground, in people's homes, in the recycling bins, because they didn't bother bringing it back. So, in other words, the government are making massive amounts of money out of this.
Yeah, no, but that's the whole thing as well. That's why I keep saying as well, you make it, how can I say, compulsory. And people are just going to be like, oh, look, we pay for it anyway. We paid, so it's grand. Just stuff them away. But if you're going to make it something that's voluntary where you'd actually get some incentive to do it.
Yeah, That's what I was thinking.
That's a different thing.
Yeah.
That's a different thing. Now, but like you telling, like, let's use a lovely example of you go into a classroom and you tell the kids they have to have this done. You're always going to get your few that will listen and do it. And then there's going to be the other ones that are going to dawdle and they're going to take their time because, like, I'm here, stuck here anyway. Why must I harass this? Now, it's the same. Now, but if you go to them, you say, you guys can choose. Do you want to do this assignment or that assignment? And I can guarantee you all assignments will be handed in timely.
Yeah, but if you turn around to the kids and say, listen, I want you all to do an essay for Thursday. If you want to do it, do it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. But I'll tell you what, if you do a good job, I'll give you a half day off school.
Oh, they'll all do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is, that's the way you should do this. I mean, if they really want to clean up the environment and they want to help the planet, incentivize us. It's called putting the, you know, what, the carrot and stick approach, not the stick and carrot approach.
No, I'm sorry, but I have come to the firm belief that any government around the world, anywhere, is more about financial business than the actual care and well-being.
Yeah, they couldn't give a shite about the bottles. All they care about is making money. They're making a fortune in 40 days.
They are.
They're making a fortune.
They are.
Just but like, as you rightly said, the sugar tax. Now, we knew the sugar tax didn't work because they'd already done it in Scotland and it had been in Scotland for nearly a year. They had data and research back from Scotland which showed it didn't reduce the amount of sugar drinks people were drinking, and yet we still charged it just so we could make money.
The only thing that did happen, which actually sort of annoyed me a bit because I used to enjoy having the 2-litre bottles, is a 2-litre bottle changed from a 2-litre bottle to a 1.25-litre bottle.
Yeah, well, I'm being discriminated. Can I just say I'm being discriminated against because the sugar tax discriminates against me, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah, because I like sugar.
No, well, not only do I like sugar, okay, but I can't drink sugar. I can't drink sugar-free drinks. I don't know about you, Tun, but I can't drink them. Because the aspartamine doesn't agree with my system.
Oh, that's not good. No.
Yeah, it goes through me like a Porsche. You know.
I can do with that. Just for the
weight. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Tom. Thank you for coming on the air and talking to us. Yeah. I know Garrett got cut off there, but thank you, Garrett. I appreciate you coming on the air.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.